Let's talk about the people. You refer to them as being important.
The whole thing. That's the whole thing.
In selecting.
We're awfully late getting into people, actually. In which is my fault. Yes.
In our conversation here?
Yeah.
No.
Because that's the whole driving force of the company.
What was the formula for selecting the right people?
Well, the whole thing about people came from being in the Air Force and having responsibilities and working with non-commissioned officers and the old guys from World War II were not easy for ROTC lieutenant to deal with, but the staff sergeants, the young guys that wanted to be career guys and were staff sergeants, and they were my age, and we learned who we could work with and how important people were. And so when I started, we paid better. We didn't have competition, but we paid what assistant managers made in supermarkets for store managers, and a little less and whatever, and they made almost as much as I did, $10 a week within what I made, because we were trying to get quality people, because we needed them if we were going to grow. So I would interview 10 people to hire one. And that was my discipline, which used to drive me crazy. And now we hire probably one out of 30 because we have psychological testing. We have mental testing. If you get to an interview, you got one chance in three of getting hired because you've already been screened. So we're really careful with who we hire.
Back then, you were kind of doing it by the seat of your pants and
gut,
and you had to determine whether this person was a people-oriented person.
Well, it was an attitude thing. I mean, the whole thing is attitude. Yeah, and people that had some sparkle and people that you could see taking care of customers. And we always promoted from within. When I showed you the people down there below in those plaques that came and stayed and got to run the company, the people that run the company used to run a store.
They came in as entry level. Something.
Everybody comes in at entry level. Well, I say everybody because we hire some specialists now, but not a lot. I mean, we're looking for people who've drunk the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
They're believers.
And then the training of these people was...
Very, very, very important. We were terrible trainers to begin with. I mean, we'd have somebody in the back there to bail the guy out if he got in trouble, but we didn't train very well. And over time... See, we do all this interviewing with employees every year. We used to spend a third of our time just talking to employees and customers. And the employees were the important part because they knew the customers. And they knew where the problems were, and they knew that we didn't have good enough training, and they knew that they didn't feel safe on the night shift, and we needed better security and all that sort of thing. We talked to everybody. We talked to secretaries. We talked to people that worked in the warehouses and people that were in the maintenance department. And, I mean, we talked to everybody. Hiring good people and listening to good people is the success of this company.
Which was the toughest to figure out, the products or finding the right people?
After you got the right people, it was getting the right product. We had some bad times. You know, Vietnam came along and the kind of people we hired were going to the service. And then later on, they were coming out, and they would come back to work for us, usually. But now they'd been in the military, and they were kind of like grumpy. The new hires, they treated them bad because, you know, so we had to work through that, and we had to let some people we really loved go